third Thursday of the month, and that's the time at this time which we talk with the Community Foundation of Lorain County, connecting people who care with causes that matter. Craig, I hear that every Monday night during the Scholastic Games of Lorain County. Bob Tayak voices that as part of that because I think the Scholastic Games does receive some grant money from the Community Foundation, helps making that show possible with a lot of other donors for that show. Jim Rowling has it every Monday night here on WEOL. But this morning, we talk with the Community Foundation's Laura Malone. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Hi, doing well. Thank you so much for having me. And it's great that you mentioned the Scholastic Games because that does remind me that we are currently in our phase for education and youth development community grant cycle. So that grant cycle is open for any nonprofit that are doing work in education and youth development around Lorain County. That cycle's open till April 1st, so we do want to suggest that organizations that are seeking funding from the Community Foundation, organizations like Scholastic Games and others, do go to our website at peoplewhocare.org to go ahead and enter, go into that grant cycle and fill out that application.
That's great. I wonder when they decide to get that URL, peoplewhocare.org. That was a great one, you know? Sometimes you have abbreviations of things, isn't it? It sort of tells everything about it right there.
We've had it for a very long time, and it's been a great tagline for us, and it is very true in regards to, you know, people who care about causes that matter. I had a great conversation just the other day with a gentleman who was thrilled that he could find it so easy to give money away to support the causes he cared about in his legacy plan. He'd been frustrated by a number of different conversations that he'd had with banks and with, you know, other folks about making this a complicated process. And within 30 minutes, he had a plan with the Community Foundation to support three organizations as part of his legacy. And he was tickled beyond belief that he was able to get that accomplished so quickly and so easily.
Wow, that makes you, I mean, it makes you feel proud but good to think that your organization is working that way and does take down all those roadblocks that seem to exist sometimes.
It is a good feeling. And it's really good to know that those organizations, among other organizations, continue to get support from our donors through those gifts of legacy, through that power of endowment that allows those funds to go on forever to support those causes that matter. You know, we've had our scholarship season just closed its application process, but we always have a lot of conversations with donors about scholarships. In fact, I think I've had probably about three this week. And it's great to hear, you know, those folks wanting to do that. And I think they enjoy the idea that that's money that could be going to support students into perpetuity. And that's the whole point of the endowments and the forever funding.
Yeah. Let's talk about your youth summit, the Adulting 101. What is this about?
So this is really exciting. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm trying to strong arm my nephews who are in high school to go to this as well. They are over at Midview. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for within a two to three hour window to be able to get a taste of what it's like to be an adult. So it's a collaboration with our youth fund and Leadership Lorain County. It's going to be an adult simulation where they have, you know, a 15-minute window that is supposed to be a week in the life that they've got to pay bills, do grocery shopping, go to work, do car repairs, all those different things that are normally supposed to be those adult decisions that go on to give them a taste of what it's like to have that independence and to have those responsibilities of being an adult and what it's going to be like, you know, maybe when they go off to college or definitely after they are done with college, or even if they're not planning on going to college right away, but moving out on their own, just an idea of what it's going to be like to do all those things, a sliver of what it's like that their parents do on a day-to-day basis that they might not even notice. So we're really looking forward to this. It's for 8th to 12th graders from all over Lorain County. It's going to be at Lorain High School on March 26th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Lorain High School, and they can sign up as youth or as parents that are bringing their youth or chaperones of other types. They can all sign up at peoplewhocare.org, and that is free to participate. So it's a great exercise in financial responsibility and Adulting 101 at peoplewhocare.org.
I should have just taken those kids out in my last 3-4 days. I've gone through everything you discussed there going on. Shopping, car repair, figuring out paying bills. This is, and then realizing that tax day is about a month away from that. But anyway, let's move on to something more interesting. Not interesting, but more less stressful, I guess. Neighbor night you got going on tonight where people get to come and sort of talk about what's going on with their neighbors or meet those folks in the area.
Yeah, we have 2 weeks in a row of neighbor nights. So tonight is over at Harrison Cultural Center in Lorain at 6 o'clock. And then next week on the 23rd is going to be at the West Recreation Center in Elyria. And neighbor night is designed to, you know, nurture connections, build trust, and inspire action. And it's open to the public for anyone that has an idea that they want to move forward in their communities. And not just Lorain and Elyria, you know, those are our points that we're having this, but anybody that wants to be able to brainstorm anything going on in the Lorain County community to stay connected with their neighbors and really be able to have that think tank kind of environment about how do we go ahead and keep our neighborhoods strong and vibrant and really make them great places to live.
Talking this morning with Laura Malone from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. We spotlight them every third Thursday of the month. You've got a wine tasting coming up. When is this happening?
Yeah, this is going to be in April. This is our Hispanic Fun wine and beer tasting, and that is going on April 22nd at the Antlers Grand Ballroom starting at 6 o'clock. Those tickets for individuals are $40 a piece. There are tables of 8 sponsorships that are available, and the funds for this go to support the Latinx Scholarship Endowment Fund that was recently created to help create scholarships for our Hispanic and Latinx scholars in the Lorain County community. So we're thrilled that that is a newer fund that's been created and is at a point that it can start to generate scholarships. So it's a great fundraiser to be able to support those future students and to be able to support our community and really have fun tasting a lot of wine and beer that is hand-selected by our great volunteers and members of the Hispanic Fund. And those tickets can be purchased at our website at peoplewhocare.org or call and speak to Rachel at 440-984-7390.
You've got to build as a night of sipping and supporting. Right? That's
sipping and supporting. Yeah, that's a great one. We got to add that into the website.
I like that up there. Let's talk about your Connect to a Cause. That's coming up in September, the big event, but you have a limited window now of people to sign up for that, right?
Yeah, this is the final 2 weeks registration for nonprofits that want to participate. That time ends at the end of the month. So if you are on the board of an organization, if you are part of a nonprofit and you have yet to register, this is a great opportunity. It is just as much about marketing as it is fundraising. You know, I've had organizations talk about this is one of their easiest fundraisers that they do, but the big reason why they are a part of it is to make sure that their name's out there in the community and that they're getting that opportunity to be visible. You know, there's a lot of promotion that goes on related to Connect to a Cause. Some of it even comes from you guys at WEOL, which we are so excited and grateful for. But it's a great opportunity for those organizations to get engaged. While endowment is part of the process, you don't have to have an endowment before March 31st in order to participate. We do give a little bit of extra time for that endowment to be created if you don't already have one as a nonprofit. But that registration can be available on our website at peoplewhocare.org.
Sounds good. Laura, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. You guys take care.
Thanks. Laura Malone from the Community Foundation of Lorain County, peoplewhocare.org for all that great information. Follow them on Facebook as well, and you'll find out all about these different events and activities they've got planned throughout the months and the year.